This week's parasha, we have the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha K'moicha. And the Ramban says that the correct way to look at this mitzvah is to eradicate from ourselves the lowliness of the lowly midah of kina, of jealousy. And he says, I do not need to actually love you like myself, but I should want for you as much as I want for myself. I want the same level of kavod, the same level of success with your children, financial success, etc. I want for you as much as I want for myself. So Rabbi Ruchem points out, I mean, let's say, in our minds, we would say, Reuven is a very successful Rebbe. He wants Shimon to be a successful Rebbe as well, and he helps him, etc. And he wants him to be Matzliach, etc. But he wants his kavod. We say that that's, you know, it's understandable. I want to be a little bit better. I want you to be successful financially. I want to be a little more successful financially. So the Ramban says that's called Midas Kina. We're already moving behalf to Recha Kamarcha, that loving one like myself, to no, I'm jealous of you. You know, I'm happy you should have a job of $200,000, but I want a job of $300,000. I want to be a little bit better. That's called the Midas Kina. So we have this idea where we have something which I'm willing to go to tremendous levels to help you, but not all the way as much as I do for myself. I'm lacking in behalf of Recha Kamarcha, I understand. But even more than that, the Ramban says I have Midas Akina. Similarly, let's say imagine, for argument's sake, he says, when Ani comes to my door, I willingly and happily give him something. But I'm not willing to run after the Niyam and see what they need and where they are and if everything's okay, etc. So I'm not ready to run, but I'm a good person, I want to give. Well, if you truly would want to give, Ruchem says, and you truly cared, if truly deep down the Ani was important to you, why would you not want to seek out the Ani to help him? If he's important enough to you, you would do that. The answer is he's not so important to you. So deep down, you're not really excited about doing this mitzvah necessarily. So he says that basically we are called upon to reach a level of true understanding and commitment to the mitzvahs. And if not, it's not just part of, you know, so I'm not doing the mitzvah in the best way. But rather, there's something really, there's a negative element over here as well. If I don't seek out the Ani, it means deep down I'm not excited about giving to the Niyam. So in the deep down in the back of my mind, I'm saying, you know, maybe the Ani should go away, leave me alone. Right? That's obviously way different from the giving to the Ani. I'm stingy. On a practical level, I'm still giving, and I'm giving a decent amount, etc. But deep down in the back of my recesses of my heart, I'm saying I really prefer not to have to do this. The indicator for that is, are you willing to run? Because if you really, really would want to do this, you'd be wanting to run after to find that on the woman who made me frum, Tanta Sarita Katz, Alei Shalom, used to daven every morning, the Russian, please give me opportunities to do chesed. So that was part of her tefillah every day. She asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, she should get an opportunity to do chesed. So that's the true madrega of Ahavta L'Recha K'moicha, or the madrega of, it's not high madrega, less than madrega. As soon as you move away from that, the full madrega, there's a true negative problem over here as well. If I don't want the best for you as much as I have for myself, in some way, there's element, I need, feel a need to be better than you in some way or other. That's the element of jealousy. That's what Ramban is saying. There's no power of, you can't say, well, there's good, and there's wonderful, and there's bad. The wonderful is way it's supposed to be, and the good has elements of bad in it as well. Now that might be where we're at, and we shouldn't fool ourselves, and we should understand that the fact that we have good is a tremendous thing, but we shouldn't be in any way, we should not be happy staying in that state, because we realize as a whole, it's not just I can do more. If I don't do more and I don't find a way to reach that higher level, I'm really missing something in my whole avodah. The whole avodah has changed. So that is what's incumbent upon us, but that which the Ramban is adding in V'haftu Recha K'moicha, that the opposite of that is the Midah of Kina, that's a very significant point, and we should hopefully absorb that and reach the Madrega we should totally eradicate from ourselves, as the Ramban's language is, this lowly midah of kinah. Have a good Shabbos.